I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me. Everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off and switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, my members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in any vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of this meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt issues. Members should remember that the microphones work as a hearing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have presidents. Flashing green is next in the queue and a solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again once it is lit up, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded they are personally responsible for any comments they make. This meeting usually takes an hour, but I have a full-blown stammer, so it might take slightly longer. So if we stay calm, we'll just work our way through it. So if your patience will eventually head there. Item number one, are there any apologies here, please?
No apologies here, Chair.
Apology from Councillor Luna Hanlon, Chair.
Thank you. Any declarations of interest?
Yes, Chair. An item number five, I would have to excuse myself because I'm a member of the SEUPB Steering Committee, which will be meeting soon to decide on the Council's application, so I would need to declare an interest and leave with this, leaving that item up for discussion, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Andrews. That's something noted. Sorry. That's right.
Sure. I'm going to withdraw from that item number five as well, due to Peace Plus being my current wonder for my employment.
Thank you very much. And Councillor Hannah?
Can you turn your mic off?
I'm on the Peace Plus too there, but I'm not as prominent as Terry. So do I need to declare an interest? I don't think so.
You're right.
Right, that's okay. I'm all right there, Maura.
Sorry. It's a matter of fact.
Okay. Thank you. We move on to item number three. I need a composure and seconder, please, for the action sheet.
So proposed.
Councillor Andrews and Councillor Hanna. And for accuracy, we'll go through page one, page two, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, and page 8. Are there any matters, members? Rising, Councillor. Just a minute, I can't hear.
Just more or less on the action sheet in relation to, I know there's ongoing work with the GAA and the HUT. I'm just wondering, are there any updates on how it's progressing at the moment? Thank you.
Chair, an expression of interest in respect of the Ballykinler HUT's contents and the building itself is currently being prepared, and we hope to be in a position to release that out to the public in the next few weeks.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number four, please, the Down County Museum, and that's Amanda, please. So, sorry, Councillor Gill, are you looking in there?
No, sorry, for comment.
Oh, for comment, yeah. Sorry, Amanda.
This paper is for the
vision.
Sorry.
As papers for the provision of catering services at Down County Museum, and post-COVID, there's been no catering services available at the museum. So the recommendation outlined in section 3.1 is approval for officers to proceed with a tender process to identify a suitable operator to deliver catering services from the museum.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Gilman, please.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Look, recognise without doubt that the County Museum is a popular attraction and it brings so many visitors to view the exhibitions and this historic venue. Now, prior to COVID, there was a very popular eatery, which was hugely popular and enjoyed by visitors and locals alike who would have called in. And I welcome the paper and propose that we accept the recommendations as laid out and that we proceed to issue tenders to reinstate facility, which is missing. Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to second the proposal. The tender, you know, it offers the increase in footfall and economic regeneration for the area in the old quarter of Downpatrick. So this is be welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, sir, please?
Nope.
Everybody in agreement? Is everybody in agreement with that?
Agreed.
Okay, agreed. Moving on to item number four, the Peace Plus update. Moving on to item number five, the Peace Plus update report, please. Amanda.
Okay, so there's a paper presented with two sets of minutes. Two sets of minutes is for noting, and those are the minutes of the Peace Plus partnership meetings that took place in March and August. And then there's a set of recommendations outlined at section 3.1. And that is subject to receipt of a letter of offer that would be being anticipated from SEBB against the theme 1.1, which Council would deliver, is to proceed with the recruitment of additional funded posts, the procurement of a communication plan, and the procurement and implementation of the programmes that would be outlined against the two themes, SRAMD 1, 2 and 3, that are outlined in a funding application submitted to Peace Plus.
Always, Chair.
Thank you. And as Heckler, please. Thank you very much.
You have the hands, please. Yeah.
Don't bring. Thanks for our observations.
Yeah. Please, yeah, thank you.
Okay, moving on to item number six, and that's Connor, please.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. This paper is in response to an approach from National Museums NI in respect of the fleet vessel Mary Joseph. They have carried out an extensive piece of work in respect of looking at the condition of the vessel, and they have come forward to advise that they proposed to undertake an ethical deconstruction of the vessel unless they get other proposals presented to them by the 9th of December. So the recommendation is to accept the National Museum's NI decision to undertake the ethical destruction of the vessel unless they identify a viable alternative solution by their consultation deadline of midday, Monday the 9th of December. So I would take any questions on the content of the report.
Councillor
Hannah. Chair, I'm happy enough to propose this here. And actually, this vessel has a lot of significance and a lot of history attached to it. And unfortunately, it's got into a condition that is beyond really economic repair. So, put it this way, what I'm going to ask you, Connor, is as well as proposing there, any artefacts or anything there that possibly could be secured, maybe for Kilkeel there, you know, for the museum in Kilkeel, it would be very much appreciated. We have it's not a large museum, but it holds quite a bit of significant materials it has, and if there's anything available at all, we'd be happy to. I'm sure they would be happy to take it, so they would. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I echo Councillor Hannah's question or remark, and happy to second.
And Councillor Barton. Chair, similar vein,
the vessel does hold great significance, you know, to the prawn fishery, as far as prawn vessel in Kilkeel. So anything we can do, obviously, is decayed really badly. It cost nearly £1 million to restore. I'm not sure if there's community groups in the Moorings area would be prepared to take that on. You know, it sounds like a considerable piece of work that you'd have to do. I think scanning of the vessel is useful if you know, in future years, you know, some organisation may want to look at a replica of it. And as Councillor Hannan, previous councillor said, you know, any artifacts, the nameplate and stuff, be preserved. So happy in them conditions. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to item number 7, is the Town and City Centre Task Force.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Again, this is a report seeking members' approval for the establishment of a Newry Moreland Down District Council Town and City Centre Task Force. Some of the key issues are outlined in the report in respect of the intentions of the group, and it's to provide that collaborative approach right across the district that encompasses all of our business representative groups, our businesses, our public and private sector, to try and shape the future of our towns and city. So, as I said, the recommendation is that Council progress with the establishment of the Newry Moreland Down District Council Town and City Centre Task Force and work with the groups to establish the terms of reference and key priorities. So, happy to take any questions.
Thanks very much, Chair, and thanks very much, Conor, for your update. You know, and again, I'm fully supportive of the principles of what are being outlined here, and I know you've outlined the towns and cities that have been included in the programme so far, but I'm wondering, for example, in the likes of Rowallan, the likes of my own town of Crossgar, you know, the likes of Crossgar and others, could it be included to see what the council and other agencies can do to make improvements along the line that you envisage to move forward? But I'm sure other elected reps will be doing the same. I know you talk about the task force and everything, and maybe make us thinking that maybe DEA councillors could also be involved, and maybe through the existing mechanisms that are in place, such as the DEA fora, have an input into this programme and share an input into the forward thinking. You know, I feel that our voice should be heard where it matters, and I like the proposal and recommendation that if it's acceptable that we do include councillors for the DEA and that these towns and villages that are located in are going to have a buy-in. Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to support the recommendations and propose along the lines as well.
Hannah?
Chair, I'm happy to second. Just a question for you. You talk about as anticipated, the task force will be a strategic group of private and public sector partners. Would there be elected representatives in that, Conor and Simso, and what sort of input would they be seeking from the community, as a wider community?
Apologies.
Yeah, I am. That's okay, yeah. Answer it, Mark, please.
Yeah, just very briefly, Chair. Yeah, I think it's a good, excellent proposal as well. I think it's a strategic way forward, moving forward. We all know everybody working together has better results. In every sector, you can see that. So this task force following the council, you know, policies and economic strategies, you know, for tourism and business, I think that's sensible. Also linked in with the executive, their priorities also. So I think it's a sensible way forward. And looking at their election, you know, in Newcastle, there'll be very little. We're very fortunate. There's a vibrant Main Street community. But there's always room for improvement. There is derelictions in parts of it, so anyone could progress that, I would welcome that. As all the towns have pieces of dereliction, anything we could do to, you know, create a vibrant high street has to be welcome. So, happy enough, Chair. It was second, wasn't it?
And then I'll answer.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. What's the timescales involved when this gets set up? How will it be communicated out to the community and the voluntary sector? Would it be an email through the DA forum, for example, or Is it just looking for representatives from each town, or? Thanks.
Okay, Chair, if I can maybe pick up on establishment and sort of the terms of reference, membership, and what it will cover. With respect to membership, I've just suggested some ideas of the groups that, that would or could be included. It's not an exhaustive list. There's probably other groups that aren't on that that I could rhyme off, but it's probably I don't want to mention any more in case I leave somebody out. But the opportunity is now to establish, to develop the terms of reference, to agree membership, and to agree strategic priorities for every settlement across the council. So this isn't about specific towns or settlements or the city of Newry. This is about looking at what's common and what are the common issues that are faced across the district. So we're not looking in a not looking at one DEA in isolation. We're looking at the whole district as one lot, because there's a lot of learning, there's a lot of good work going on across the district, and a lot of the issues that are faced are common, regardless of where which town or city it is. So that's the next stage, would be to look at agreeing membership, trying to pull together some formal terms of reference to set out what the key objectives are. But I think the important thing is that this is a strategic group who would be trying to set a strategic direction across the council, and to try and resolve the issues that are faced in multiple areas. So this is the first step, but we'll be bringing back proposals on how it will be established soon, the next meeting, or if not, the meeting after that.
Well, thanks very much. And Conor, thanks very much for the update. As you say yourself, it's early days yet, and I say as the weeks and months progress, and as I say, we'll be able to fine-tune the membership of the strategic forum that what you're envisaging, and I do welcome, as I say, many hands make light work, so we'll look forward to getting down to work with whoever's going to be involved. Thank you.
Okay. Is everyone happy with that? Yep. Okay. Okay, so we're looking to go into closed session. The items 8 to 12 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, may be excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Thank you.
Thank
you very much. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 8, the sub-regional economic plans. On the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed that the council engage Newry Morning Down Enterprise Agency and Down the Business Entity through a service level agreement to scope and shape a concept paper and proposals on relevant investment areas aligned to sub-regional economic action plan. Item number 9, the Christmas events 2024, and proposal of Councillor Quinn and seconded by Councillor Clark. The following was agreed: to approve the award of the SLAs for the delivery of the Christmas events in 2024, as outlined in section 2.1 of the officer's report. To approve the dates for the council run Christmas events in January on the 21st of November 2024, and Down Patrick on the 23rd of November 2024. Item 10, financial assistance, minor capital grants. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Hammett, was agreed to allocate letters of offer to projects as per council policy to the groups recommended for the award of funding within the budget allocation for each theme. Small settlement schemes. On the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Brian, the following was agreed. Council officials engaged with the scheme funding departments to identify options to utilise the unallocated budget within the scheme eligibility criteria, to agree the utilisation of the unallocated budget, port it back to the Economy, Regeneration and Tourism Committee. Item number 12, environmental funds on proposal of Councillor Andrews, second by Councillor Clark. The following is agreed. To note the reduction in the kind, in-kind funding provided via volunteer contributions. To note the reprofile of the budget. To note that Council will issue a letter of comfort to NIEA regarding Council's ambition to deliver on the income from targets as detailed in the letter of offer. I need a motion and seconder to note item 13, the cross-border teaching registration, please.
Proposed.
Thank you.